You're listening to SBS News.
They say politics is a sport, and members and senators brought their A-game to a parliamentary State of Origin match on the lawns of Capitol Hill. But it was down to business shortly after. As anticipated, interest rates have risen by 50 basis points, taking the cash rate to 1.85%. Treasurer Jim Chalmers responded to the difficult news.
Australians know that we are in for a difficult time ahead when it comes to the storm clouds in our economy, but we are confident that we will emerge on the other side of this stronger than before.
The Prime Minister, also sombre, told Channel 9 the issues are long-standing.
We recognise that people are doing it really tough and people are worried about increases in their mortgage. That was foreshadowed well before the federal election that would occur.
The government is working up towards the October budget, where its cost of living policies on childcare, energy investment and training will all be included in the hopes of establishing longer-term support for households and businesses. But opposition leader Peter Dutton is calling for more immediate action.
Whilst the government's enjoying a honeymoon and living high on the hog at the moment, many Australian families and small businesses are doing it really tough. And it's going to get tougher under this government. I think Australians are starting to realise that not all of the problems, of course, particularly of the international making, are the problem of this government. But we do know from the opening months of this government already that they don't have a plan.
One measure the coalition has been pressing for is to extend the fuel excise. The measure was implemented by the former government, cutting the fuel tax in half from 44 cents per litre to 22 cents, and is due to expire near the end of September. This morning, Liberal Senator James Patterson was adamant on the need to extend the cut.
If they don't, then Jim Chalmers will be responsible for the 22 cent a litre increase that every Australian will pay when they fill up next at the bowser. Australians are suffering right now, and this would be a tax cut for them, which would help drive down inflation.
But it would appear the opposition isn't wholly committed to the idea, with Treasury spokesman Angus Taylor appearing less enthusiastic on it by the afternoon.
Would you support the excise being extended beyond September as part of that plan?
Well, what we support is practical measures that are going to deal with the cost of living pressures that Australians are facing. That's what we want to see.
The government has committed it's not considering an extension, which could cost the economy around $3 billion for just an extra 6 months. The opposition is now also under scrutiny after formally announcing it will vote against the government's climate change bill. The 43% reduction by 2030 target is still being considered by the Greens, who will formally declare their position on Wednesday. Moderate Liberal backbencher Andrew Bragg says his party will need to create an alternative policy, and one more ambitious than what it took to the last election.
I think it's very important that we are listening to what the people have said and that we are heading in the right direction, not the wrong direction. Now, the right direction for us is to be in favour of more ambitious emissions reductions over the long term, not be clinging to policies that were set almost 10 years ago.
Labor says it will drop the bill if it looks unlikely to pass, as it can achieve the target without legislation. Krishani Danji, SBS News.